Dog and Joe Show. On 93.7 The River. Call the Dog and Joe Show at 916-766-9370.
All right, five skill testing questions. You have to get all five in order correct. If, in fact, you cannot do that, you do not win. You got to get all five in a row. If you can do that, you'll get the tickets for Green Day, August 5th, down in Oakland. And then, if you get the tickets, you might have a chance to get on that big iHeart Rock and Roll rig with Joe and I as we take you down to see Green Day. So, let's play Know the Dog and Joe Show. Five in a row correct. You have to give or put the question we give you with either of us. You got to match it up. Kelly, welcome. Do you think you know the Dog and Joe Show?
I absolutely do. A long-time listener.
How long?
Probably about 8 years.
Correct answer. Right. Too long. Yeah. Anytime you say too long, that constitutes as a correct answer. Okay, Kelly. So hopefully you know these. Question one. You ready?
I am.
This person has never come back from a company Christmas party sober.
That would be Joe.
Yes!
Nor does he ever plan to.
Yeah. For years and years over at the meth lab, we would go to these Christmas parties, and they were so stupid because you couldn't bring your spouse, and they started at like noon. We did the afternoon show, so we couldn't go and have fun. We'd have to go, well, I couldn't go and have fun.
Yeah, that's true. I always had fun.
I would drive and then drive us home, and Joe would just get sloppy, paraplegic drunk. And he couldn't even come back and do the show. And what happened was, Kelly, let me just share this with you. Each and every year, it got worse and worse and worse.
Until the culmination.
Until he had to be carted out of the office and driven home by co-workers or his wife.
My wife had to come get me.
Yeah, he was inebriated. He couldn't even sit up in a chair and go, bleh. He passed out.
I think it should be stated, though, that at that Christmas party, I was on some medication. So the medication mixed with the wine, and I got a little. I mean, but the truth be told, I passed out in Doug's car on the way back, and then I passed out at my desk in the office, and I was an idiot.
Yeah, I hated each and every Christmas party because I always had to come back and do the show by myself while Joe sat there in his own vomit, drool, and stupor.
I puked later that day at my house.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
For a moment.
Wasn't good.
Hey, look at all this wine and look at all this champagne on the table. Let's drink it all. This is medication. I drank like 8 bottles of wine, dog, and I had one Advil. I think it's the medication.
I shouldn't have been drinking.
On the board, Kelly. 1-0. 4 more correct. You'll get the Green Day tickets.
Okay. Which individual, Kelly, on this show wears stretchy jeans?
That would be you, Joe.
Whoa! Yes!
Got a pair of them on right now, and they are fantastic.
Yes.
I figured you did.
Teases me about being old, but he wears some sort of expandable fiber pants.
Whoever came up with the idea, it is that belly, Kelly.
Awful. Nonetheless, you are on the board 2-0. Let's see if we can get a harder one here.
Okay.
Which of us on the show has met Wolfman Jack?
Oh, crud. I'm going to go with Dog.
Yes.
Wow. Lucky. Right. Very lucky he was.
I got to bring that photo in. Have you ever seen the photo?
I have.
I got to bring the photo in. Put it up on Facebook.
I'm uber jealous of that one over all the people that he's met because I really, really wanted to meet that guy.
And it was a cool story because everywhere he went, it didn't matter if it was in our studio or out in the town, he smoked. Never extinguished his cigarette. Always wherever he went, he had the cigarette. So
he was on Married with Children as well.
Wolfman Jack was?
Yeah, one time.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
No
I never saw that episode. Remember it.
Yeah, the kids kidnapped him when Peggy and them were on the boat that was sinking.
I don't remember that episode.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. You're on the board. Kelly, 3-0. All you got to do is get 2 more correct. And she is pretty knowing of the Dog and Joe Show. So, Joe, give her something. Give her something with some teeth.
I'm going to give her something with some teeth. You would have had to have listened to know this question. I mean, we've talked about it quite a bit, but you'd have to be a fan to know this. Okay?
Kelly,
who does Dog think is the greatest actor? Who is his favorite actor?
Oh, Lord.
Are we allowed to hint or no hint?
You can give her a hint on this one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's not fair if you give her hints, not the other people.
We can give one hint per caller, we'll say.
I'm just going to tell you this, Kelly. I believe that the blueberry muffins should have an equal amount of blueberries in each muffin. It's the only hint I'm giving you.
Oh,
That's a hard hint.
Not really.
Kind of.
It's one of his biggest movies.
Blueberry Muffin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Jack Nicholson. I don't know.
Oh, Kelly!
We can't give away the answer right now either.
We got to pick up with that one, Kelly. You gave it hell. You really did. You threw all you had at it. I'm sorry. But we got to go to someone else after we do the 766-9370 Know the Dog and Joe show. We'll play after this. Hold on.
Dog and Joe.